she died at birth. Well, it just happened, and I think we were very naive at the time. We just took what we were told to do and carried on life like, you know. Yes, baby's been disposed of and we never saw her. And I suppose we were greatly upset at the time. But we just took it as read as that what's happened, and we carried on with our lives, you know. And then within the next few years, we had another two daughters. So she faded. She faded from memory, in a sense. And it wasn't until we'd had a third daughter, Amy, some years later, that we decided we'd do something about it and find out where she was.
Tell me about when you met Marjorie and when you got married.
Well, we both worked at the same engineering works. Asked her out one day, and that went from there. But shortly afterwards, I was called up to do my national service. And somehow or other, we got married while I was in the army. I was stationed at Lincoln then, and then shortly after the wedding, I was sent abroad to Germany, and I was there for the next 15, 16 months. I saw her once. I managed to get a leave once in that time. And then all the lads in my unit clubbed up to buy me the air ticket. And Marjorie paid him back later on. So, and then when I came out, of course, I had to get a job, which I did. I went to visit my sisters, I'd not seen for 2 years, that lived down south. And then along came Alexis. And the pregnancy was quite normal. Like, you know, it wasn't until... She practically, Marjorie will tell you in greater detail, like, you know, but practically until she got to the hospital, things started to go wrong. She had this preeclampsia and losing blood, etc. and that, you know. And then next minute she wasn't with us. I don't know, I must have been a bit dumbfounded at the time. I can't remember my feelings when I was dead upset or what. I must have been. But I can't remember now, you know. I must have just walked away from the hospital and took it all in.
Tell me about being in the hospital. Marjorie went into labour naturally.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that.
It's all a bit, like I say, I just went to visit her and realised that something was wrong. And of course they didn't let you be with your wife too much then, sort of thing. Like, you know, I wasn't there when the baby was born. I didn't know about it until afterwards, like, you know. Which was a bit different when she had the other two girls, or three girls, because I was there all the time, you know. But that, it just occurred, and I don't know. I suppose Marjorie was obviously very, very upset. But I think we just accepted how things were. Like, you know, she'd lost her baby, come back home, carry on, you know.
Tell me about what it was like when you went into the labour room and were with Marjorie after Alexis had been born.
Just shocked, I think. That's all I can remember, really. I can't remember much about it. You know, I was just dumbfounded at it happened, and so unexpected. And Marjorie was so distressed. Of course, they were, you know, she was, like I say, given a blood transfusion and that, and I presume, I know it sounds awful, I presume she was stopped in that night, and I came home and then visited again the following day when she was ready to come out, etc. You know, it's all a bit of a blur, really, like, you know. Perhaps it was a shock of the event that's made me like that. And I've not got a good memory like Marjorie has over things in the past. So probably, maybe I just shut it out, in a sense, like, you know, and it's happened and that's it. Sounds a bit callous, I know, but that's what happened, yeah.
Tell me about, how did you find out that Alexis had died?
Well, only when I went to see Marjorie, and she told me. That I don't remember any staff mention anything. it was just, what's happened, what are you doing, what's happened, where is she, and all that, like, you know. And like I say, it must have really shocked me and blanked it out. Just come, you know, I was so upset for her, for myself and for Marjorie, obviously. But it happened, a baby died, and like I say, probably too naive at the time, like, you know, to realise how big an event it was.
Did Marjorie tell you how she'd been told?
I can't remember too clear about that. Like I say, Marjorie's telling you in more detail, like, you know, than I could. What was said between the doctors, etc. It's got a tale there for you. But no, I can't remember too much about that, really. What she actually said to me at the time, she was just obviously so upset, couldn't get it out, and what had happened, couldn't understand what had happened, really, like, you know. So we just carried on, life carried on afterwards, until she got over it, which I don't think, well, obviously you don't get over it, like, you know, but we had to do. And then, of course, a couple of years later, Jane came along, which takes it all off, it takes the edge off, the feelings, like, you know, a new daughter, a new baby.
When Jane came along, were you worried that the same thing might happen again?
Marjorie might have been, but I don't think I was. I was just so glad, like, you know, and everything seemed to be going well. Well, Alexis wasn't until the last minute. But no, I don't think I worried in that respect. No, I just took it. It was going to be all right. She was going to be born all right, and she was. Yeah, you know. Yeah, yes, yeah.
Can I take you back to Alexis's birth? Mm. Tell me what it was like leaving the hospital, coming home, and not having a baby after Marjorie had been pregnant.
It must have been awful. Sorry, it must have been awful. Didn't know what to think. Didn't know why it had happened. Wasn't medically minded, you know, she'd just gone and that was it, and didn't even realise Marjorie was that bad at the, you know, the way it turned out, this preeclampsia and that. I didn't realise that you could be so ill like that and things could happen like that. Like I say, I hadn't got a great idea what was going on, and it was such a shock to realise we'd lost her. It was all a bit of a blur, really, if I'm honest. I just accepted it for what it was and took it all in, and that was it. That carried on, you know.
Did anybody explain anything to you or talk to you about it?
No. No, can't say they did. No. Something might have been said to Marjorie in the hospital, but not to me, certainly. No, I was just the husband, and that was it. Yeah, no, nothing was said at all. No explanation. They must have told us that they'd deposited a body in a bucket and that, and she'd be buried with somebody, but it was just too awful to think about that yet. At the time, we didn't get a chance to see her, hold her, bury her, or anything like that, you know. Yeah.
Did you ever think about what you might have to do in terms of registering her death, or...?
Well, yes, I suppose I did at the time. I suppose we had to do something like that, but it all just happened. It all just took its course, natural course. I must have felt bad about it and wondered why it had happened, but if you had to register, etc., there's a normal way, we just did it, and that was it, like, you know. Yeah. So long ago, really, I'm sorry to say that it has, like, blurred in with time, like, you know, what we did then, you know. But we must have carried on as normal, that's all I can think.
Do you remember grieving for Alexis?
oh, I must have done. Yeah, I must have done. More so these days. I don't know why, but as time's gone on, I miss her. But I don't think I was very tearful at the time. I've altered in my ways, I think, over the years, and more emotional now than I was then. Like I say, I was probably a bit naive, and I was upset, but I don't think I cried a lot, or it really got, you know, really, really upset me. No.
And when you say you got more emotional, can you tell me about the feelings that you have now?
I can soon cry at things. How can I say? Football matches or things that happen at like experiences, like, you know, I could soon fill up and get worried and emotional, like, you know. I think of all my daughters, they've all had illnesses in different ways, and they get very upset about that. Our Jane's got rheumatoid arthritis, and God knows how she's going to finish up, and I get upset over like that, you know. Like I am now, I don't know why I am now. But I just think about Alexis. What would she be like now? You know, would she be married with a family? And just can't believe that she's not with us. She's just, she's there as a daughter, just like the other three are. And I have a lovely granddaughter. She's nearly 30 now. She's had her ups and downs in life, but she's like our fourth daughter now, you know. They look after her and see her and that. She's sort of taken over Alexis's role in a sense. So we're glad of that, like, you know, that we've got four, if you understand me.
Do you think that when you were going back to work, did people talk to you and understand what you'd been through?
No, I think when they were told, probably, they were sympathetic at the time, but it wasn't lasting. I can't really remember any of my mates being too enthusiastic about it. They probably said sorry or something like that when I told them, but it didn't linger, like, you know. They just life, like, it happens and that's it, you know. So there was none of that at work, no.
And tell me about your decision to have more children. Was that easy?
Oh, I didn't think it, losing Alexis stopped us thinking about having children, like, and like all kids, they come along naturally, like, you know. And we were very, very pleased. You know, we wanted to replace her, obviously. You know, we couldn't go out without having children. And when we knew that Marjorie was pregnant with Jane, well, we were over the moon. Like, you know, very, very chuffed. And Jill, 4 years later, and 10 years later, Amy came along. So, you know, we'd more than made up for it, I think. Like, you know, yes, we always wanted children, a family. Yeah, very pleased about it. And they've been wonderful ever since.
And tell me about how that made you feel about Alexis going on to have another family.
Oh, like I say, we just wanted children. Wanted, you know, we just couldn't not have her, not anymore. Seemed some sort of shame that everything was going all right to the very end with Alexis, so why not have another? Suppose we're a bit apprehensive with Jane coming along, but no, it was fine. It's fine. Things happen naturally, don't they? And that was it.
Did Did you feel that you were treated differently with the other pregnancies? Were you more involved? Was there more information?
I wouldn't like to say, really. Obviously, you antenatal classes, etc., and all that. We picked up things, but I don't think things seemed to alter too much. No, they just carried on. It was as though it was this, the same thing over again, but everything turned out right in the end this time. And I was never counselled about anything. Marjorie might have been when she visited the doctor or things like that, but certainly nothing was ever said to me. So we just hope everything turned out all right, and it did.
Would you have liked counselling?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I knew my own mind and what was going on, and I don't think it would have helped. I can't see what they could have said that had made anything any better. These things occur, and you've got to get on with them. So, no, I don't think anybody talking to me would have helped in any way. Not with me. No.
Did you tell your daughters about Alexis?
I don't think we really mentioned her until they were growing up. Not when they were little. And it was mentioned, but I think it just passed over their heads in a way. They couldn't envisage it. The mum had had a baby and lost it, I don't think. And it wasn't until they were quite old that we mentioned it more, went into more detail. And then it came when we eventually found where Alexis was buried. That's when they took more notice. And of course, they were a lot older then and knew what we were talking about. And they were quite upset and didn't realise what we'd gone through or what Marjorie had gone through. And obviously, they were quite sympathetic, and they still are. They still are. But I don't honestly think they realise they've had another sister. You know, there's just the three of them, and I don't think they can take it, and it really had another sister all that long ago. It's something that happened so long ago. They weren't there at the time, obviously, and like I say, it wasn't mentioned for a long, long time. We never mentioned it for a long, long time because three girls were growing up. Everything, you know, it was all lost in the past, you know, in the midst of time. Alexis, we did try to find out from the hospital some details, but came to nothing until this Daily Mail thing came up and I wrote to about it. Until then, though, they'd not really bothered. They were asked us any questions and that, you know. So they just accepted it more as they grew older.
Tell me about the Daily Mail experience and how the whole situation came about, you finding Alexis.
Well, it was due to Amanda Holden losing a baby and the news of it in the paper. And Bell Mooney wrote an article more or less mirroring our experiences. And I thought, I just thought I'd write and let everybody know what had happened in those days and still going on at the time. And then we were contacted by the Daily Mail, and this lady came along, and she was very good. She helped us to discover where Alexis was buried. Very, very good. Can't thank her enough for that. And it went from the articles in the paper to finding her. And we're very grateful, and I'm glad I know where she is now. Although not in the best circumstances. We can't mark a grave. We can't dig her out. And so we just go to where we think she is. And leave it at that.
Tell me about how you did find her grave.
Well, it was the investigation by the Daily Mail lady that did it. We helped her all we could. We went to the offices and obviously told them the dates of when it Alexis had passed on and all the details we could like that. And they looked in their records and the hospital records and eventually found the dates coincided with her passing on. And this lady, she was buried in the coffin she was buried in. And they couldn't think it could have been anything else or anybody else. And they did have the site of this grave marked. And we went and located it, and there was nothing to mark it. It was just a bare patch. And that was it, really. I mean, you wouldn't have known she was down there. But because of the rules of burial and everything, we can't do anything about it. Only put flowers there, you know. But it was really down to the Daily Mail that they found the location of Alexis. Yeah, yeah. And we feel better for it, that we know where she is like now. Yeah.
And tell me about visiting the grave for the first time.
It was surreal, really. You couldn't believe it because it was such a bare patch and nothing to look at, or you couldn't imagine that she was down there. Marjorie gets very upset. She won't visit us same as I do. You know, I'll go any time, but Marjorie has to steel herself to go. And mainly we go when it's her birthday. We do go other times, obviously, but we mainly go when it's her birthday, and we have marked it more, and the site, and nobody's ever told us done anything about it, the authorities. So it's very emotional, very emotional. But we know where she is, and that's good enough for us. Like, you know, we're very grateful that we found her now.
How much time passed from her being buried and to you discovering where the grave was?
Well, it was 1963 when she died, and it's about 4 or 5 years ago. So that's, well, you know, she's, what was that, 2011, right? 12, or before that, yeah, 12, something like in that area, I just can't remember the one. So that's 40, 50 years, isn't it, in between, yeah. I must say we didn't spend loads of time trying to locate her, but, because I say, like, family life crowded in. But we did try several times and couldn't find anything about her location until all these letters were published in the mail, and they came along and helped us to do it. So yes, quite a long time elapsed before we found any details. Too long, really, but. She's there, we know where she is now, you know.
Can you describe the emotions you feel now that you have found her?
Well, I'm very upset. I know it happened a long time ago, but I still get upset. I'd just like to know what she looked like, or what she would have been like. Sorry.
Tell me about how your treatment has affected you and how attitudes have changed from the 60s to now.
Well, at the time it happened with Alexis, it was just awful to think that She was tossed away. There was no counselling. You couldn't see her. We were just left on our own to grieve. Nothing was ever done to help us. And although we had another baby in the 60s, that, because she survived, that was different, obviously. But there was very annoyed there was no help at the time. And although she did die and couldn't bring her back, it was just the aftermath that annoyed us. Just left us to it. As I've stated in my letter to the paper. And when the other babies came along, because they were born all right, the treatment was fine. We just had them and brought them home as normal. Nothing like Alexis's time. You just felt it, that was it, you know. Yeah, go. That's all I can think of, really.
When you say it was just go, can you explain that a bit? You said it was just go after Alexis was born. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, I suppose the staff at the time said that the baby had gone. How they disposed of her. Marty was very ill, having blood transfusions. But that was it. You have to go home now. Your wife's still in bed. Leave her now. Go home and then come back and take her home whenever. Nobody seemed to accept what they'd done was upset us in any way. As far as I can remember at the time, just go and get on with it. Yeah.
How do you think having Alexis has affected your family?
No, I can't think she's affected the family too much. Like I said, they've grown up and accepted it. Had another child, but it was too far away from to take it in, I think. So I don't think she's only to Marjorie and myself as we've been affected. Not the girls now, our daughters now. I don't think they think too much of it unless it's mentioned. Sorry for us and what happened, but then you know life goes on. They've got their own lives and. We just carry on, and it's not really talked about until it comes down to her birthday or some such thing like this. Like this meeting today. So, but only in my mind and Marjorie's mind does it affected us, you know. But not family wise. I don't even think that my dad was alive at the time. But not my mum and not Marjorie's mum, so nothing was mentioned much in the family, the wider family. It's just, Marjorie's lost a baby and that was it. Yeah, no, very sorry and all that, but that soon faded. Yeah.
You mentioned about you and Marjorie being affected. Can you tell me what you think the long-term effect has been on you and Marjorie?
Difficult to say, really. I think it affected Marjorie more because she was at home and could think about it more. I went to work and that took my mind off it, and I suppose I had other interests and that, and it didn't really intrude on my feelings at the time too much, I don't think. Just accepted it as it happened. But probably Marjorie really worried about it more. I was maybe frightened of having another one, but we went ahead. But I think it's probably Marjorie was more affected than I was. You know, I could go to work and take it out of my mind, and she'd be at home She didn't work after that, I don't think. No, she didn't. No, not at the time. So she'd be at home and maybe brooding about it, obviously, wondering why it had happened and everything. So I think it probably affected Marjorie far more than it did me. But I don't think it's, you know, affected our lives greatly. We just got on with things, you know. She was doing the housework, or shopping, and I was working, and so it was.
Did you and Marjorie ever talk about it?
Now it's difficult to remember. Obviously, at the time we must have done. Obviously, we must have talked over it and that. It's occurred more in this last few years talking about it than it did at the time. As you say, the family grew, and that was all taken with our time was all taken up with that. So I suppose we forgot it, Alexis, in a way, for quite a while. Just too busy doing other things. So I don't think it was ever mentioned between us quite a lot. Maybe when a birthday date came round, something like that, but otherwise, no. Didn't talk about it until we got, when after Amy was born and she was growing up, it was probably in them later years, in the 80s, 90s maybe, we thought more about it, you know. But no, sorry to say, maybe we talked about it soon after she died, but not often later, no.
What did you know about stillbirth at the time of Alexis' birth, and what do you know now?
Oh, completely ignorant, I think. Completely ignorant, you know. I can't say I'm much au fait with things now. Only what I read. I don't let it. It doesn't bother me or anything. I'm upset and when I read about it all and that. But I think I was quite ignorant at the time. Things could happen like that in birth, and I never thought much about it in the future, only like I say in articles, take notice of what's been said or what's happened to anybody, but otherwise doesn't affected me, you know. I was upset at the time over certain individuals, what's happened to them, that, but then then something else happens and takes over.
Do you have something that you would like people to know about stillbirth?
No, I can't say. You have to accept it at the time, I would say. You know, you can't worry too much about it. You've got to think about your own health, etc. Like we were told, get on with it. And you have to do, you know, it's very upsetting, but you've got to get on with your life after, not worry too much about it and hope things turn out better.
And if you could pass on some advice or support to bereaved parents now, what would you say to them?
Well, just what I've said, really. You must be upset. You must be upset. Everybody's different. But it's very difficult to think of anything nice to say. It's happened. You've got to accept it and carry on.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about your particular story with Alexis?
No, I think I've said enough. Like I say, I've never had a very good memory, and it's so long ago, it seems awful to say that things have faded. Memories have faded, and I'm so upset that I haven't got her. So upset. But I just wish to God we had her, and we haven't.